Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Friday, August 12th. U.S. equity futures have a bid this morning, so they're up about 50 basis points across the board. That's 22 S&P points, 160 Dow points, and 72 NASDAQ points. The major European indices are trading up about 30 to 40 basis points overall. You're seeing underperformance in Europe in tech, media, telecom. You're seeing outperformance in a lot of the big cyclical groups, so including financials, energy, autos, basic resources. Asia was a little bit more mixed overnight. So Japan had solid gains, up over 2%. The Shanghai comp fell modestly, and the Hang Seng finished up about 50 basis points. So fairly slow morning, fairly slow evening and morning of kind of major incremental news. A few things to note. You had GDP updates out of the UK, Hong Kong, and Singapore. None of them were really all that controversial, so nothing to really say further on that. You had more Fed comments. So San Francisco Fed President Daley, who's been speaking, who has spoken several times in the last several days, really it's a very kind of similar message I think she's conveying. It's very similar to what other Fed officials are saying, acknowledging inflation, the improvement in inflation, but caveating that with, you know, a very strong warning that prices are still extremely elevated. The Fed still has a lot of work to do, and there's still further tightening ahead. So she did speak on Bloomberg. It's being kind of construed in the Bloomberg article as in a dovish light. The CPI was a welcome sign, and it could warrant, quote unquote, a slowing in the pace of tightening. You know, the market's already expecting a slowing in the pace of tightening to 50 basis points versus 75. So again, I think we are moving towards a period where the Fed is approaching the end stages of its tightening policy. I just don't think you're really seeing Fed officials rush out and deliver a dramatically changed message on the near-term pace of policy. And I suspect that Jackson Hole in a couple of weeks, it's going to be a similar message. Again, acknowledging the data, acknowledging potential turn in inflation, but also staying cautious on the outlook, and then, you know, insisting that there's still much more work to do on the inflation front. You had three big Chinese companies announce this morning that they're going to be delisting their ADSs in the U.S. So China Life, PetroChina, Sinopec, all of them are going to be delisting. You know, again, I think that most Chinese companies are going to either be doing what Alibaba did, where they have kind of a primary listing in Hong Kong, keep the U.S. ADS for now, or shift completely to Hong Kong or mainland China. And a lot of the ETFs that track these stocks are probably also going to be shifting away from the ADSs to Hong Kong. So, you know, again, I think this will probably create some anxiety today in the Chinese ADSs, the tech ones especially. But, I think it's kind of going to be a trend. Either you're going to see companies do what China Life, PetroChina, Sinopec did, or they're going to be doing what Alibaba recently did, where they kind of have a primary listing in Hong Kong to complement the U.S. one. In Washington, so this whole Mar-a-Lago FBI issue, you should get some clarity today on it. Trump is not going to oppose the warrant being made public, so that should occur at some point today. I think there was a 3 p.m. deadline for Trump to respond, so it may happen earlier now than he responded last night. I don't think this is really all that relevant for markets right now. The House is going to be passing that Manchin-Schumer compromise bill. It will go to Biden for his signature. It's widely expected. Shouldn't be that controversial. On calendar Q2 earnings, so we're pretty much done. Disney was the last release Wednesday night. You had a bunch of names last night, none of which are really all that important for the macro narrative. Illumina is probably the most notable one. Pretty bleak outlook from that company. That was down about 15%. ILMN. For today's calendar, not all that much that's notable. However, we are going to get another inflation data point. So the CPI, PPI this week for July were positive, encouraging. You have a lot of celebratory price action in markets, but the whole quote unquote inflation has peaked rally. It really started in the middle of July, and you can kind of see that's when the S&P 500 inflected higher. That's when you got the first regional Fed survey for July, the Empire Fed survey, that showed a sharp drop in prices paid, prices received in the month of July. All the subsequent regional Fed surveys confirmed that trend, which was also confirmed by the CPI and PPI. So I think we've been kind of in the middle of this inflation has peaked rally for several weeks. That's my point. It didn't start with the CPI. So today you're going to get the first August inflation data point with the Michigan Sentiment Survey, which has within it inflation expectations. So I think this will be very important because, again, we're kind of done with July. We know July marked a pretty important inflection point for inflation. Now the question is, does this continue? How does this extend into the months ahead? So we're going to get the first August inflation data point today at 10 a.m. I think that will be very interesting to watch. No major earnings scheduled today. And that's pretty much it as far as a recap for the market. Next week, you have the start of July end earnings. So a lot of retailers, Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Lowe's, and then a bunch of tech names, including Cisco and AMAT. And that is everything for today, Friday, August 12th. Thank you for listening.